Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. This is the Racers Roundtable, where racers, race fans, and race officials can just get together and talk about local racing. That's what we like to do here. April 18th, 2023. We got a great guest tonight, Mr. Dylan Reinke. Did I say that correct?
Yep, Reinke, Dylan Reinke.
Reinke, all right. Hosting along with myself, the man on a mission, Mr. Gary Wyatt.
What's happening?
What's up, man? Enjoying the outdoors?
Work.
Work, exactly.
Work, work, work.
Also,
I got it.
We have Mr. Justin Griffiths.
I'm trying to play audio over here.
Because Kevin can't hear.
Kevin Terrell can't hear.
You're not kidding.
A lot of stuff to talk about this show. Looking forward to it. We just had some really good races ourselves this past weekend. And we got, again, like I said, we got Dylan here. Appreciate you being here. You got a couple fans already. Justin's kids saying, oh, man, we got Dylan. Dylan's coming into the show tonight. So they're as excited as I am.
That's cool. Yeah, ever since last spring.
<How's that? laughs>
So appreciate you being here.
Don't get too happy. They love Mike Miller, too.
Hey, that's all right.
We can't fault him for that. That's okay. We can't fault Dylan for that.
I can fault our uncle for that one.
So, what's everybody been up to? I know you've been working. Enjoying the outdoors. And
lots of work.
Catching some sun.
Yeah. You were like, catching up on work.
Yeah. You were a big hat or
nope.
Anything? No, I used an umbrella.
Nope.
No, nothing. Just... Mm-hmm. Just take on the elements.
Hopefully the vehicle's in the shade somewhere.
Of course, the Gary does mobile trailer repair. He comes out to you, and if you need anything, you can call Gary direct at Gary's Trailer Repair. Am I saying it wrong?
No.
How should I say it?
Gary's Trailer Repair and Hitches.
And Hitches. I keep forgetting the Hitches, and that's the stupidest thing to forget because that's exactly what's on his license plate.
Yep.
So make sure you give him a call and get your stuff ready for the summer, your boats ready, whatever. Race car trailer.
Race car trailer.
Especially.
Yeah. Get those race cars ready to go to Blythe.
That's right.
That's right. Not too bad of a haul. What do you think of the drive down to Blythe?
It's not bad.
From Vegas.
It's compared to going to like Sonoma or Willow Springs. Like,
right.
We went to Willow Springs 5 times. 4 of those times we went there and drove back that night.
No kidding.
It was miserable. It's one of those nights where you're turning the radio up as loud as you can, windows all the way down, and
right.
Just trying to stay focused and not fall asleep.
And lucky you made it that last hour.
Yeah. And there's been a couple of times where we've stopped and I'm like, all right, I'm going to take a little nap.
Right.
And then as soon as we stop, I'm wide awake. I'm like, well, I'm not going to sit here and not be able to sleep. Might as well just keep driving. And then as soon as we're back on the road, it's like, all right, time to go to bed.
That's your second wind. And now you can't sleep because you've got your second wind.
Yeah.
A trip home Saturday, I felt that same way.
Really?
Yeah. The drive's not bad for me, especially just going to Boulder City, too.
Right.
Shaves off like 45 minutes or so.
I know. That makes a huge difference. That's true. That is true.
I'm not much further than you. I'm right there in college.
Right. Yeah. Now, you know, the drive, luckily that drive to Blythe Speedway is kind of in segments, you know.
Yeah.
It's not too bad. So it goes by, for me, it goes by pretty quick.
It's a good thing you get on the 40 there for a minute.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
that two-laner
would be terrible.
Yeah. Depends on who gets stuck behind, right?
Yeah.
And you know, the best thing is just don't get in
a hurry. You seem to hit a train all the time, too.
That train stops me every time.
Right. I've been lucky.
You always hit the longest train of the day.
Yep. You can't see the end of it. It looks like it's still back over by the mountain.
And you know it's a long one when guys start getting out of their cars and running. You're like, okay, we know this is going to be a minute. But that's usually not too bad.
I take that ride down to Blythe like I race with my eyes closed.
Take a nap while you're driving.
My car's programmed to go down there.
That's right. You're here probably 2 days and down there the rest of the week.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's what somebody was like, you guys live in Vegas. I was like, yeah. And he was like, when do you guys have any time to do anything down here? I was like, Gary pretty much lives here. So.
Yeah.
I was like, he comes home, we do our radio show Tuesday night, and he comes back.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's the only reason he's here.
Living down there is cheap for me.
Well, it's tough right now because, like, this is, and you know that, it's tough getting into our season right now. And it's like, man, you know, you try to schedule stuff accordingly. And sometimes
the boat trailers, the camp trailers, all of that's just like air conditioning.
Right.
They all want to get it ready and go.
You got to get so many hours in a day and so much daylight in a day. Oh, yeah, there's sleep, too. You got to do some of that,
when's
I think.
That?
You guys are getting sleep?
Yeah, right. Okay. Exactly.
My alarm goes off at 4 a.m. I'm like, I don't want to do this again.
Mm-hmm. And again, you know, we're talking about Blythe Speedway down there. We just had a race this past weekend, and Justin, appreciate you coming down and doing multiple things, especially being the corner flag person. That helps out quite a bit.
Trying to spot for Cindy.
I don't know how that happened because I thought we had that worked out differently, but whatever. We don't ask questions sometimes.
I don't know. I was handed the radio. I said, that's fine. I thought I could do both.
As they were rolling out, Gary asked me if my dad was spotting for her. I said, well, I don't know anything
about that. Exactly. And that's what we had planned and talked about. And
I don't know if anyone ever came and told him about it.
Well, it's not his fault.
No,
it's just that we had it planned out, and the
chain of the command.
Cindy
walked
off. Autograph. I said, Cindy asked me during the on-track autograph. So I was like, I can do it.
Either way, that's really cool. Well, you know, I guess we might as well talk about the race this past weekend. It was a great race, late model truck series race down there, and I think. All of them did a hell of a job.
Yes,
Exactly. Blythe Speedway had the truck series there, but on top of it, the first time, of course, the truck series is in Blythe under our banner, under our own with the late model truck series. It was a challenge, but it was cool. All the guys, you know, they were patient and understood, I think, knowing there was a lot going on.
All the spotters up in the stands, and they're like, what are we waiting on? I was like, Gary and Michael? And I was...
And again, this is the first time the truck series down there. The confusion was, and we go in order. Yeah. Mini stocks, you know, factory stocks, that's typical. We do qualifying, and then we go right into the heats the same way, mini stock, and so on. Well, there was a confusion where... the trucks, everybody in the trucks started lining up for heats.
Yep.
And me and Gary's like, what are we doing over there? Because it was supposed to, after qualifying, it's supposed to go back to the factories, the mini stocks, back and so on and for their heat races. But all the trucks were ready to go and all that. And thanks for you guys' patience for waiting. I know it was hot and all that.
And the reason they were waiting on us because we were trying to figure out what was going on.
Because the fact that we were like, okay, the mini stocks should be lining up, getting ready to go out for their heats.
Mm-hmm.
And then the factory stocks and street and so on. So, but that was our strategy to get everybody hot and ready and then go out there and do it. Yes. No. But anyways, it worked out. You know, obviously, we've seen what was going on. And
we only started the main 7 minutes behind schedule.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
we're doing better, guys.
Yeah.
We caught up.
Yeah. Usually we're pretty good at that. We every track goes on and off the schedule, and we've been pretty fortunate. Yeah.
But I thought we were really way behind.
At some point, we did run about 15 minutes behind, but that was about it for the most part.
But luckily, qualifying goes so quick there.
Yeah.
And, like, the way that we do the –
Yeah, you guys get them on and off.
The white flag comes out, I send the next guy.
Right. So –
Hold on. And the guy that sang the national anthem
again
for us?
Yes.
Figueroa?
Great job.
Robert Figueroa, I believe it was. I believe it was.
Let me tell you,
said.
He,
amazing job.
all of them have, but he's been there twice now.
Yep. And he, I think he requested to come back because he had such a good time, and we appreciate that and appreciate him being there. And it's always...
Kevin Trell was standing down there, and he looks back and goes, "Who's singing?" And I pointed to him, and he was like, "That guy?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he was like, "He can fucking sing." I was like, "Yeah, I know."
But he does, I guess, what, bluegrass singing?
No, yeah, he's singer. Actually a lead singer of a band.
Yeah.
So.
He's a hell of a singer.
Yes, he is. Great job, and we'll continue to have him as long as he wants to be there as much as we can.
Yes.
So,
yeah. So that was David Levitt walked all the way over to him and shook his hand and said to Bill Black.
And thank you guys for doing that, because that's what we want.
Yeah.
We want you guys to appreciate them just as much as they appreciate all of us being out there, all you racers. And all that. So that's a thanks. Yeah, I didn't know they did that. So thank you guys.
David walked up
that.
To almost all of us and shook our hands and said thank you.
I never got a handshake.
I said, David, he gave you a hug as soon as he walked up.
You got the hug?
You don't know what he said in my ear.
David is a hell of a driver.
Well, let me tell you,
and that
he drives hard. I don't think he never does not drive hard. Yeah. David Levitt, he won the main event for the late model truck series. He drives hard.
Yes.
He don't let up at all. He's out there to race, and he does a great job at it. And let me tell you, Don Zoll did a hell of a job reeling him in,
Yes.
And matter of fact, Levitt said, man, talking to his spotter, this is after the race, he was talking about, hey, how far back is he? And he kept gaining weight. And his spotter was telling him, hey, you have to give it a little more. He goes, I don't have any more. But there was enough laps in there for Zoll to catch up.
And
it was a great
Zoll
finish.
Came to me, and he reminds me of Stan Mullis. Always has a smile on his face.
Yeah.
That Don Zoll. And he says to me, hey, Gary. You imagine what I could have done if I had newer tires?
Exactly.
Because, again, he was an Arlie's truck.
Yeah.
Arlie's truck is not,
I've driven that truck, and it's a tough truck to drive.
And
especially with the,
I don't believe you. I saw what Don Zoll did. I don't believe you.
Now, did you guys get
I
to
didn't
watch
say it? I was a good driver. I just said I've driven that truck.
Did any of you get to watch the street stock race? Where Don Richard Self,
no.
The 88, they battled door to door.
Yes, well, that's cool.
They never even touched each other. And even Richard was like, I give him all the credit because he never touched me once.
Right.
And there was a few times that Don was there and Don tried. And
right.
I mean, they battled.
Okay,
it was
Don,
a hell of a race.
Don, last race I seen him in this race, I didn't see this race, but from what I seen the last time, he's a hell of a driver, and he doesn't, he gives the guys the space they need to race.
That's who's in the 88 car, right?
No, 98.
The 98.
He's the one that all
the 88, 98, those are the ones he's talking about that were battling.
No, Richard Self is the 88.
Right.
Okay.
And thanks for keeping it clean. You guys in the street stocks, all you guys, even Dwight Kelly, he's going to get a win eventually. I know.
He's another one. He is constantly smiling.
Yeah. He's.
I'm like.
He's. They're all great guys.
It's a fun place to be.
Speaking of Dwight Kelly, he was on his own time helping us on Friday afternoon. And,
and thank
keep in mind him for that.
He's got a list of things to do in town on his other businesses, but he spent time there doing some stuff.
And we actually let him wander free on the
road. Boy, he went out and didn't wander.
Yeah. Let him go out there and do whatever. But no, thank you to him for taking the time out of his busy day and all the businesses I know he has, and he may have a few other ones, but all the businesses I know he has, thank you for coming out and spending a Friday afternoon with us.
Yeah,
and he brought tools for us. So thank you for that.
On top of that,
that's
every little bit helps.
That's
like
right.
That. So,
absolutely. Yeah.
We had a great race there. We had some legends guys there.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for the legends. And then I don't know how all the point structure works. But we are INEC sanctioned track, so I don't know how their points go towards.
That's for Kevin
Terrell
to figure out.
So if you have any questions on points in the legends. Please get a hold of Kevin Jarrett for national points. You will get local points, too, by the way.
Yes.
But
I work
for the national.
the guy that won, Zeke Hanger, mm-hmm. he loved that track. He said, damn, he was like, this is a lot of freaking fun to race.
Yeah.
I talked to him on the autograph session, and he told me he was going to drum up some of his guys to come race.
Cool.
You know, he said he loves that track.
Like,
don't overestimate. It will handle you. So just,
it's definitely not an easy track. But it's
how's
it's
that radiator?
Yeah, we got lucky. AutoZone had one of those.
Now, you had to go to the back because you guys missed
now,
the drivers.
In my defense, I was told that there was fuel on the track. And so told me that that I was going to get to go out and practice first ahead of all these cars that were lined up in front of me. I was like, oh, hell yeah, I get to get out of the car. I'm all hot and get to go out there, practice, and come back in. And then Justin comes over. He's like, yeah, I need you to go burn in the speedy jar. I'm like, in my head, I didn't really think about it at the time. But afterwards, I was like, speedy jar on fuel? That don't really make sense. And then... Yeah, I just sent it a little bit too hard into turn three. And something in my head, like I first hit the brakes, and then I realized, you know, I'm going to back it in, and it's going to be a real hard hit, and this is going to be it. And then so I got on the gas real hard, and I think that saved it.
Oh, yeah.
Brought the nose around, just barely touched the bumper, cracked the bumper cover, which is no big deal, and went and did a few more laps and didn't feel nothing wrong with it, pulled it in, and saw a little drip underneath the radiator. So.
Well, luckily,
got lucky, though.
Luckily
you've
seen that, right?
Yeah.
And that was just water dripping.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, unfortunately there was a mix-up of what was said, and then he got told something else in lineup. Well, then I wanted to go up and talk to him. I was like, we're going to send you out. I was like, there's speedy dry in 3 and 4. Just run it in for us, because Arlie was standing out there. And I
well,
like,
who told you something different?
I'm not naming any names.
All right. Was it a girl?
It was in lineup. Let me just say it was in lineup. But
all right.
I walked up. I was like, Arlie's on the track. Just he'll show you what
so
you need to do.
Keep that in line next time. No matter what's being told to you, you be aware of what's on the track yourself and engage, you know, whether it could be whether it's oil or something else.
Yeah, so fine, because like what's weird is like I drove Arlie's car. And I didn't have any problems. I never got loose. Granted, I wasn't really trying that hard because I don't want to wreck his car. But I did at one point hit an 18.0 in it, which I felt like was pretty fast. It's a second faster than what my dad ran last race, but that was with newer tires on it.
Mm-hmm.
And got into my car, and Arlie's throttle is just way stiffer.
Okay.
So doing two practice sessions in his car and then jumping back into mine kind of threw me off and got me in my head the first time out. And car was just super loose, and I was thrashing to switch the tires over because I had two new ones on the left, and the left side's on the right. Was going to swap those over and then go out there and practice, and it happens.
Well, you know, sometimes
could have been a lot worse for sure.
Right. Well, I'm glad you made it back.
I was glad you kept. I was glad you punched that gas because you were going to hit that wall.
Yeah, a ton.
You
a
said
ton.
You sent it in three. I sent it in three, and out. First thing came to my head was, what the hell is this truck doing?
My best case scenario when I first started spinning out was I was hoping it was going to happen what you did, just go down in the dirt, and it didn't happen. It just carried on up the track.
Well, let me tell you, I don't know what I slipped in, but
it was probably the same thing I slipped in.
That rear end came around, and all I saw out my driver or my passenger window was the drain.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
you get
that
down on that.
But I missed it. I don't know what the hell that truck did, but I didn't like it.
Couldn't see because of the sun.
Sun
was in your eyes. Yeah, it was bad. That was the worst it's been.
Read it. Yeah.
David Levitt said, sorry, guys, can't get the audio to work for some reason, but just wanted to stop and tell you guys how thankful I am to get to race with you guys all again. You guys are the best, and Blythe Speedway is amazing. Definitely a track where you have to be comfortable being uncomfortable because it is a challenge, and you just have to drive on the edge. But again, thank you all. The great hospitality, and a huge shout-out to the great fans who packed that place. They are truly awesome.
Well, thank you, David Levitt. And, of course, David Levitt of the number 28 late model truck series truck that was racing there this past weekend. And he also races down at Tucson and clinched the championship last year. And I'm sure he's on his way this year down there. And we're glad to have him. I wish he could catch every race with us. But, of course, he's chasing championship points on his home track.
And he brought out two cars to Blythe.
Yes,
thank you.
And appreciate that. And you know what? You can't have a better group of guys than the guys like David Levitt and, you know, all our guys there. I think we are privileged to be able to have the racers that we have there supporting that track.
I was reading somewhere I was reading somewhere about David Lovett. This was his fourth different track in a row that he has won all four consecutive times.
Cool. He's won five this year, five straight, I want to say.
Okay, congratulations.
I believe it's three different tracks. It's Tucson, Havas, doing now, Blake.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I was reading something.
Come on down to Willow.
And I believe he said he was going to make Willow.
I hope so. Well, we hope to see you, and thank you, David, for saying the kind words.
Yes.
We hope you get your audio
working so you can hear us say thank you.
So the audio is working fine on my phone, so
yeah,
I'm hoping.
So, right, it might be, must be something on that end. So,
yeah.
But thank you. You know.
And back to what you were saying about all the drivers. Yeah, all the drivers are great.
You know what? We have some like this gentleman here, Mr. Dylan Renke, who actually listens and backs up what he says because. We got a little treat after the show,
the race. Oh, yes, we did.
Yeah, he heard us on the last show
talking about. And by the way, we actually sat around on the golf cart and had a few.
Good. And we thank you for it. You weren't there, but we thank you for it.
That's right.
And thank you for going out of your way and getting me the canned.
Yeah, let's just get them both.
You know what?
I will say, Mike got more beer. Those are 16 ounces, whereas the bottles are only 12.
Thanks.
And they stay colder longer.
That's what he wants.
Yeah, and they stay colder longer.
I'll share.
They're going to stay nice and cold in my refrigerator, trust me.
So thank you very much, Dylan, that we do appreciate that. And this is goes to tell you the type of person you are, your dad is. The fans see it. You know, you go out of your way for the fans and the kids out there during the autograph session. And, you know, I think you got a following out there.
Yeah, Kevin kind of called me out for bribing them. But, you know, I mean, you got to do something to get them to look at your car.
That's what it's about, right?
You get them to look at your car and then they're stuck with you.
So don't worry. When you see a lot of fans around Kevin,
I'm a lot.
Trust me, he's bribing.
Yeah. He's probably doing the dollar bill.
That's where it starts.
Yeah.
I was happy to see everybody show up. I enjoyed seeing Kevin out there and his family. And
absolutely.
Everybody loved it.
Yeah,
they all
seemed
great. A lot of fun.
It was fun to see, you know, some new faces like that, like Kevin out there.
Oh, yeah.
That, you know, I know he gets busy and all that to make the trek out there and to be able to be there. We had a really great truck count.
Oh, great.
We had 10 start, you know. Gary Cheeks from down there with David Lovett down past Tucson.
I just can't remember their city.
I'm sorry, but it's down past Tucson, down south.
Yeah, David said it was like a six-hour drive to get up there to Blythe. So.
I do know that one of the drivers that used to drive in there was, what's his name? One that had the radiator in the back. Anyway, I'll think of it here in a second. But
Andrew Porter was
number 50.
John Nahupi.
Nahupi, yes.
Nahupi and Gary Cheeks.
I got
to
say a number.
Yep.
I know it.
Nahupi and Gary Cheeks and I guess Lovett all live within, you know,
right,
a few miles of
area.
Each other. But when Nahupi made the trip to
Willow,
he said it was an 11-hour drive.
Yes.
That's insane.
To Willow.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Come on, it's for racing. You'll
That's
say
right.
thank you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've driven about that far to Sonoma for it, but
you know,
yeah.
and I guess since we're talking about the guys traveling there, Bill Black, all the way from Phoenix.
I was really happy to see him.
You know, me too. He went through a little scare. We won't get into details of that at the end of the last year, and we're happy to see him there. Racing just as hard as he always does.
I really didn't get time, as you know, we were busy, and I really didn't get time to talk much to Bill Black, but I had heard his wife was a little concerned with him.
His wife definitely.
She had a bigger smile after the race, so she knew everything
she
was okay.
I will admit, she is always one person that is constantly smiling.
I'm telling you that.
She's saying hi and thank you to everybody. And
always a breath of fresh air. I think I said on one of the past shows where if we go to a track, sometimes we get stressed out trying to get things together, and then she shows up there, and then she has that smile on her face, and it just makes you know everything's
going
to be okay.
Forget about what's going
right.
on.
Everything's
going
to be good. So thanks. Yeah.
And another one that I know he listens to the show, it's Mark Barth. He drove the mini stock number 7. He showed up. He said he was showing up, and he showed up.
Oh,
was that the red, white, and blue one?
Yeah.
And he won. they call
them?
Yeah,
the bomb pop.
Yeah.
The bomb pop crew or whatever.
The bomb pop crew.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, they said they have some other ones they're working on getting out there, so we appreciate you guys showing up there.
Just like the father and son. Oh, I want to say the last name is Logan. I think it's JP Logan. Yeah, one says Jose and one says JP. That's the OT.
I think it's Joe and Joe Jr.
Phil, it might be Joe. I think it's on there as Jose, but doesn't say Junior on both. They both say the same thing. So.
Yeah.
The one says JP. I know on the top of the car it says JP.
So we're not sure which one's in the OT. I think the dad's in the OT.
Yeah, the dad is in the OT.
But, they've been consistent out there. They've got some competition coming. So obviously the 7 mini stock showing up there, and then especially if there's some other ones.
There might be a couple cars coming from Mojave come out there and play on the asphalt.
Yeah.
So
we'd love to have you.
I've been talking to a couple of them because.
Well, Ed, speaking of that, you had somebody come out and they actually showed up that races in Havasu. Usually, number 9.
Yep. Andrew Anderson.
Andrew Anderson. So thank you, and that helped. I've
been bugging him since we started racing there, and he finally said, "Yeah, I'm going to come out." So
cool.
That was cool to see him out.
Very nice person.
And speaking of Havasu, if any of those guys bring the cars from Havasu, if they're legal in Havasu, they're legal in Blythe.
Absolutely.
Cool. I had one guy message me. He has a Monte Carlo, but it's a purpose-built dirt car, and I was like, and he was like, I think he has also a BMW front wheel drive car that he's going to bring out to Blythe.
That's the guy I was talking about.
Well,
Steve Hardwick, I want to say his name.
One of Andrew's buddies.
That gentleman that you were just talking about in the 9 car.
Andrew.
Andrew, yes. Yep. Him and I had a conversation before the race before he even unloaded it, but that's because I wanted him to take it over to where we tech.
Right.
But he was saying a few different things, and I said, well, if it's legal in Havasu, it's legal at Blythe Speedway. So so whatever those rule differences are, either Havasu will adjust or we'll adjust. So
it's really the only difference that I've noticed is, like, Havasu, they don't require a fuel cell. And then the spotter thing. The spotter thing, I think, will keep a lot of people from being able to race because not everybody has somebody that can come with them to the track. Like having the receiver, like what the Bullring has us do, teaches you to race your car too,
right,
and not rely on someone to tell you when there's someone there.
Well, part of that reason, of course, is to, you know, help keep the driver in tune on what's going on.
Right.
The track's smaller.
Safety.
Right. It's a safety thing. Things happen quick on that track. You know that?
Right.
Obviously, receivers a must, whether it's the spotter has it or not. If you don't have a spotter, there's people there. Don't not come because of that. Give us a call. Let us know. You know, we're there to make it easy to race.
And you don't
hard.
Have to run out and buy radios.
We have
radios.
Some. Right. Exactly.
We have all of that stuff that is needed.
But in order to have the two-way communication, like most of the harnesses are like $300, $350 for the two-way communication for like the push-to-talk.
Right. We'll come up with something and that will make it.
That's really just the only thing that I see is like,
trust me, you don't want your driver talking to you
anyway.
You just want to
talk
to you.
That's the one thing.
The main thing is the receiver right now, so that's our focus now, I believe. So, you know, we want everyone to get to that, you know, in that direction,
right?
For many reasons, but you know, the receiver is definitely one of the main things and a must. But don't not show up just because of that. You know, let us know. You know, we're
we bend too easy.
Right.
We're like a straw. We just bend.
We can't bend for everything. Right. But you know, let us know. You know,
this past weekend, one of the guys ran up and was like, do you know anybody has a spot for me? I was like, pick a driver. They'll all spot for you. I promise you.
Yeah.
I mean, I spotted for 1,000 different people at the Bullring just because, hey, you're here. Can you help me?
Yeah. And some guys that's never spotted before, once they spot, they're like, hey, this is pretty fun.
Right.
I want to do it
again. It is fun spotting. I'll say I'm more nervous spotting the two races that I've spotted for Gary than I am when I'm in the car.
Right.
Because, I mean, if he wrecks it, I mean, is it partially
my fault?
Who's
he going to look at?
Yeah.
Oh, he will yell at you. I can tell you that. I promise you that.
When I saw him spin out, I was like, man, I couldn't tell if he was underneath Kevin and that's why he spun out, or I don't know what the deal was. I was like,
You know,
Kevin chopped them.
Now that I would suggest, if you haven't spotted before, to talk to somebody that has spotted before to get some tips and
make sure
you're
in the right spot, because you can't spot from just anywhere. You have to be able to see.
Right. Yes. And then we have a designated spotter area on that track.
I went up there for a practice, and I watched, and I know everybody had their own opinion on that.
There's no problem with it.
I could see perfectly fine from up there, so.
Yeah, well, and
the only thing that made it hard was the sun, but, I mean, everyone has to deal with that.
Yeah,
but
that's,
like
I don't care where you're at, that was the problem anyway.
Right, and like Mike and I have talked, was everybody had the same sun in their eyes going into turn three. It wasn't just me, it wasn't just Mike, it wasn't just you.
Yeah.
And trust us,
that if there's a problem of an area or something, we're not going to make you guys keep doing something that we don't think, and you don't think it's going to be a good spot or safe or something like that. We're going to make sure that gets, you know, changed or whatever. But
like I said, I walked up there before the races even started. I was like, because again, I never even walked around the complete track, and I went up to the spotter stand and I stood at the top, and I was like, I can see perfectly fine.
Right.
I mean, there's that one pole right in front of you that's kind of big, but
just take a step to the left.
I was
right.
Like, you can still see.
Or move.
Yeah.
So we can't cut that pole.
So sorry.
That's one of the catch fence. It ain't going anywhere.
You know, and that is spotters only. If you have anyone else there, they're not, you know, shouldn't be there, because we can't have that interruption in during a race or heat or qualifying or anything like that.
And like you say, you can see the whole track from there. You can, you know, and part of it of us making it there was because, as Dylan said, some people only come with one person.
Yeah.
Some people don't come with nobody. So if they're talking to their driver in lineup, it's easier just to go up there for the spotting.
Not to throw Irwindale under the bus, but Irwindale, it's a little crazy.
Well, don't bring up Irwindale.
I will say Irwindale, that is the coolest.
I mean, it's cool because you can see everything up there and all that, but it's not, you know, a two-man show, a track to do that, because if you have to pull off, you're just off.
Yeah.
And at some point in Vegas, actually, I thought did try that to where you had to.
Yeah, you have in the main grandstand.
Right.
Yeah.
So
Irwindale is up on top of the media tower, and it's a hike in an elevator.
I mean, how big? It's not that big of a track, right? It's about a half mile.
From where you pit, a hike to get all the way over there.
I don't know. You could see everything from the grandstands down below.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, there's, you know, some things. I mean, you go to each track. That's what makes it fun to travel a different track, because of different things that each track has to offer. They're different. That's what makes it fun to travel. Hey, our track does something different than the next track.
Yeah, I like you guys doing the national anthem with us all out there right after the meet and greet.
That's good to hear, because we need that input.
Try a few different things.
So thanks for bringing that up, and we'll continue to do
Vegas
that.
Vegas started it now.
Yeah. And then they tried having us do the gentleman start your engine thing. Steven Irvine from Utah, I don't think he got the memo. He hopped in his car and started it up right away. Everyone's sitting there looking at him.
He must
have
been the only gentleman.
So you say they started doing that now, huh?
Yeah.
I like the smallest fish get followed.
Right.
It's because they saw that video from the first race of all the fans.
When Noah,
the national
I believe
anthem.
It was Noah was the first singer.
Yeah.
A kid named Noah.
They were all great.
Yeah.
But
that one was the coolest.
When
the microphone gave out and the crowd kept singing.
And you know what? At first I was like, oh, my God. And then afterwards, Mike and I were talking about it. And Mike was like, you know what? You will probably never hear that again track.
My dad went to some dirt track in Arizona. I think it was a dirt track when I was younger. Mm-hmm. And he used to tell me stories about that happening at the track all the time. And then I got to experience it.
So it's an awesome
feeling.
Race fans are
patriotic.
Absolutely. And you know what? And let me tell you again, just tells the story of it, that the fans at Blythe Speedway love racers. Man, they love you guys. So they would love for you guys to be there. Dylan can attest to that.
Let's say, Gary, you were up in the stands. I don't know if you heard. I believe it was from Mark. When Mark got out of that car, that place went crazy. They were screaming, yelling, and it was almost for every winner.
Right.
And I was like, it could have been a runaway race. I mean, that right. crowd was still into it.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. It also helped Kevin ran across the grass.
I don't believe for 1 second Kevin ran across that track.
Kevin looks at me, he's like, can I run over there real quick? And I was like, yeah. He's like, I just want to talk it up. He was like, these are legend cars. These are my guys. I want,
right.
I want to try to talk it up a little bit.
I still don't believe he ran across that track.
He did. I watched him.
I was probably gave him a ride.
And you know what? And this is the legends, the guys that were there, thank you again for you guys for being there. But this, some of them... guys have never seen, the fans have never seen a legend. They were asking a lot of questions.
And
love those things.
If I'm not mistaken, one of those legend guys came from Tonopah.
One of them said Colorado, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, thanks
at
for
least,
traveling.
At least I think that's what I heard.
But I'll say one of the license plates was from Colorado on the trailer, so.
Yeah, and I thought to myself, man, that's quite the drive. That's pretty cool.
Right. We're not giving any awards for the longest drive, but we'll keep that in mind.
Well, hold on, you keep it up, and you might get
exactly
awards.
You might get some.
But Mike Weber was the first one. I hadn't heard that he was coming.
Right.
I knew Zeke was talking about it, which is the 64. When the 84 popped up, and Kevin was like, oh, you know, nice to meet you, this and that, and. He loved the track, like I said.
Yeah, thank you. And let me tell you, the fans love legend cars.
Yes.
They love them things.
I can't wait for them to see a Bandolero.
Oh, man.
And then them kids will just be bugging their parents.
I know, right? They'll have to go.
I already have the kids bugging me.
I know a couple guys out there that will probably buy their kids Bandolero.
Yeah,
that's true, exactly.
Whole lot of them.
It's probably
some legend cars,
too.
Ryan Bargis, who races in the Xfinity and the Truck Series now, he messaged me about it because he was like, I have the track record at that track.
In a legend?
Bando.
Oh, in a Bando.
So that was
okay.
When he was racing Bandos, and he was like, what are the Bandos running? I was like, unfortunately, we haven't had one show up. And he's like, let me work on that. Because he was like, back in the day, that was my favorite track to race.
Right.
So.
Well, again, you know, this is a reset, you know, new track records, new. If you want to come out and set a track record and get your name on the board,
are they on the board?
Not yet,
but
I will make sure they get on there. They get on there.
The thing is my fastest lap that I ran there was during qualifying.
That's okay.
And it's not
is.
On the race monitor anymore.
That's all right. We'll have to.
It didn't happen.
We'll take a look. We'll see.
Make sure it didn't happen.
Exactly.
Well, how do you know it was?
I originally saw it. It was originally on there, and then I think the timing it had it set as like a street stock, and then it was gone.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we can retrieve some of that information, but we'll make sure you get your props.
I do know what that time was.
We'll talk after.
We need proof.
But these
my truck was the fastest truck on the track.
Yeah, mine was too. Yeah,
it was the only truck that might have caught air this weekend.
That
he was
you
watching when you were coming out, when you were coming back on the track. He was like, his back tires would clear off the ground.
You were
tired,
huh?
And then it sounded like a spaceship. It was like,
but hold on. In my defense, the flagman was
telling me,
go.
Well, they were going, and then I heard Louis, they were coming to the green, and I looked back, and Gary's already on the gas. I was like,
I was yelling at Justin, get out of the way.
And luckily you did go, because they were throwing the green at the same time.
But,
right.
See, and we had a conversation in the, but something like that, we're not going to not throw the green if they're already in.
Right.
Now, if the corner guy thought it was not safe for you to go out, he would have stopped you.
Yes.
He would have stopped you.
He would have stopped.
Sorry. You didn't make it.
Right. As soon as I heard the truck coming behind me, I looked back. I was like, well, they're in 3 and 4. He dropped the flag.
Right.
So I was like,
right. And then,
and he did it. He did it.
And and that's what we're trying to fine tune. And yes, we've got hiccups along the way, and we're going to fix those. But yes, they were in 3 and 4, and I was just coming on the track. I don't know what happened to that truck, but I guarantee you it will be figured out. What happened
to the 27? Or you have no clue?
I think I was told it was brown water.
Yeah.
No.
Shout out to her for doing 2 races in one day too.
Yeah.
She did an off-road race before coming out of
race in Prim.
That's what I heard.
That's what I seen.
It needs to be looked at because
it was definitely tough and smoke, and like I didn't pull off at first.
Where was it getting smoke out of? Where'd
out of the pipes.
Oh, out.
Yeah, because okay. I looked back at Arlie and I was like, is that smoking? Because I was still, again, because there's some dirt on, like dust on the track, and I was like, is that dust? And I kept looking. I was trying to kind of watch the whole thing, but I looked back, and Arlie was like, yeah, pull her off, because he kind of noticed it was coming out pretty good.
I did see it smoking, too, but I thought it was a tire rub the way
now
it
that
was
motor,
smoking.
You know, gone through. So
as soon as I said, hey, come off the track, I was like, just exit. You just seen Old Faithful shooting up all the water. I was like, oh, Lord.
Was that after you said that, and then she slowed down, and then it started flowing? Along? Okay.
I don't think that – anyway, I don't think that truck's got – three races
no.
on it. Since
that
new
would
road.
Be the probably the third, if
yeah,
that.
If that.
Yeah.
I know one in Vegas.
Yeah,
and
maybe
this one.
Yeah,
second.
There's two.
Yeah.
Right. Since it's been freshened and gone through. So.
Well, thank you.
We'll see. It could be hopefully something simple. Maybe.
We'll get it to the shop and figure
it
out.
I gave her a couple laps after I noticed it just to see if maybe it was just blow off, like something, like oil got on the pipe, you know, and then it didn't practice or anything. So I was hoping it would blow off, but it kind of stayed steady.
Right. No, we had a great race. You know, Mark Allison, of course, came down from Vegas. Stan Mullins from Vegas. We had Arlie originally going to race the 10 truck, but he had Donzel able to race his number 10 truck and did a hell of a job
in
that thing.
And now Arlie's got no excuse.
No excuse. We don't want to hear crap from
that truck. We don't want to hear nothing.
Don ruled that truck.
Yeah.
Yeah, he absolutely did. Of course, Kevin Terrell down from Vegas. Appreciate him coming down also.
Kevin, Matt Terrell.
Stan Mullins, unfortunately, didn't have a good night.
Neither did Kevin.
It didn't look like, I don't think there's anything, you know, the frame didn't look bent or anything. I don't think it's just suspension stuff, so I think he'll be back fairly quick. Luckily, so far, you know, that's
Gary Cheeks finished third.
And he hit the wall three times. I was telling you, I don't think he's going to make it because I was behind him.
Yeah.
I don't remember if it was a heat or practice or whatever it was, but he looked like he drove straight into the front stretch wall. I was like, man, that had to do
I know
damage.
Stan did. Stan did that in the heat race.
Did he? In the front stretch wall? Like he did the back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, not like he did
no,
the back.
Not quite that bad.
Well, let me tell you, what Stan did in the back stretch is what I saw
Gary do
in the front stretch. I was like, wow, there's no way he's going to do that.
One
I
of those trucks
him
kept
off.
Sparking off the exit
that
of the corner.
That was a six-trick.
Yeah, one.
Going into the corner as well. I thought
he was
on the exit of two, you just seen the thing bounce and just spark. So I was like, well, it's like something's going to come off that truck.
Well, next time if it keeps doing that, we're going to have to black flag him because we can't have
didn't rat nobody out.
Stuff like that. Thanks, Bill. We're going to keep an eye on him.
That's right.
I was right behind him.
I didn't notice it every lap, but again, that was kind of...
It was every time out of four, for sure.
I can tell you this. I don't know who I was following because I had my eyes closed, but the minute I opened my eyes, my windshield was full.
I think it was Cindy... I have video from your truck, by the way, for the whole race.
Good. I'm glad it turned on.
Yes, it did. It turned on.
I was a little bit worried about that.
No, it did. It turned on. At first, I didn't think it did, but it was on. So I got the whole race of your...
did you see my back wheels off the ground?
I didn't see it. I couldn't see a fly. I did see air, and there was like slow motion and all that.
This is a spot where it just turned to nothing but sky.
It was slow motion, and then he landed. And
let me tell you.
I did see myself when you were coming off the track. I was coming to help you, and then you went back on the track. I was like, wait a minute.
Well, here's the problem. Under that caution.
When you went down the back stretch, it was bum, 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 bum,
yeah,
bum,
yeah.
Bum,
it
bum,
sounded like a spaceship.
Yeah. Keep in mind, the whole race, Gary and the heat races, Gary's fight, he didn't have a truck to race, period. He was lucky to be out there, of course.
I didn't hear it until after that long yellow with Kevin's truck and getting Kevin's truck off, and then you heard it going down the backstretch, and Arlie was like, that didn't sound good. Well, and then you pulled off, and then it sounded perfect when you were flying by me. So
right. Well, see, and Dylan was my spotter, and I said, Dylan, man, I can't. This, of course, I used a few words, but I said, this thing
you
is
take
not
personal, right?
I
know.
You can't take what Gary said personal.
Well, my thing is I told him, I let the field kind of get a little bit in front of me, and I told him, I said, I'm going to try to clear this thing out.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's loaded up, maybe whatever. And man, as soon as I hit the gas, it got worse.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then I said, well, Dylan, I'm sixth and there's no trucks behind me.
Right.
So I said, I'm going to pull off. I can't drive this truck like that. So I make the right turn. I make the right turn and the thing ran awesome.
Right.
The thing ran beautiful. And I said, Dylan, are they under green yet? He said, no. I said, I'm going to go back on.
Right.
So I went around, you know, into the pits. I went around.
It's a hazard.
Yeah. Well, no, I wasn't going that fast.
Not yet.
No.
When
come
I got,
on.
Yeah. And then
that's
when I
had
got,
to.
Right. And then I saw Justin just waving the, you know, his flag. He was waving his flag. Come on. And I guess I got air. I didn't. I just was going. And as soon as I get in the... right in the middle of the backstretch, that thing just started going all haywire. And I said, I can't do this.
Nope.
And then when I said, F it, and I was going to go exit. And as I turned the wheel, the truck shut off on me.
Oh.
Yep.
And I went forward or straight.
Right.
I was like, man. So,
I was behind you trying to push it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No, it shut off up on the hill. What
nope.
we call the hill.
Yeah.
It shut off. I thought I was going to hit that wall where that little indentation is because – I had no steering. I was just on.
Wow.
And just as I hit the radio to tell them to throw a caution because I couldn't leave Gary just sitting there in case somebody else tried to come off.
Yeah, absolutely.
Off and he took off. I'm like, we're good. Never mind.
And then
so was it out of fuel?
No, it's just a problem we've been battling.
Oh.
It's just, you know, if that truck don't watch it, it's going to be by the purple car.
Yeah,
the crusher.
My dad said you need to figure out which one of them trucks the best one and then just rewrap it. Put the 65 on the side
so
of it.
So far, it's the number 10 truck. Yeah. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Well,
and by the way, your dad's right. We do need to rewrap that truck. So.
Yeah, anyways, right. That's in the plan.
I got to fix the truck before I can get it wrapped. So.
I threw that part in there because if you're going to steal someone else's truck, you got to wrap it the same as the other one
just
was.
Like,
yeah. Play it off.
But, you know, I
don't know, that 27's pretty quick, too.
She scooted past Gary like Gary was standing still.
Oh,
I was surprised
how
she took off. But
Gary's
like,
having truck issues.
Yeah, and she was, you could tell she was following Gary to kind of learn the track a little bit, and then as soon as she had it open, and she was just gone.
Right, of course, she didn't have any practice or heat or anything.
Showed
like
up
that.
For the race.
But she used me for a pick because when I let the leader go by, she followed the third.
And then you couldn't get in, huh?
I couldn't get in, man.
You couldn't even be angry about how good she did it. It was perfect.
It was great.
But that woman sneaking something in like that. Uh-huh.
And what did I tell you?
Yeah,
I said, what
right
the hell
by.
Is she doing? She went right by me. And I said to Dylan, I said, I will get her back.
That's funny.
Even though that truck was not running right, I
he
said, I will
he
get
did.
Her back.
And he did.
Yeah.
No, it was fun.
You know, out of all the, you know, we were shorthanded that night on the speedway side, but I had fun. I had fun racing. I had to pull off, but because I heard a pop in mine, and then it just felt like I thought maybe my spring, my shock collapse or something. And so I was like, well, I'm not going to chance it.
Well, we'll fix
know.
That. We'll weld the springs in place.
Yeah, we'll just make them all solid like a.
As long as they bounce.
Yeah. we'll let the tires bounce. That's it.
Like
I didn't want to chance it. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to pull off. And that's what I did. But I had fun. It was fun
it was
night.
A great night, yes.
And from the Blythe Speedway side, it was fun. We had we'll go over the winners again real quick. The mini stocks, we had this number 7.
Mark Barth,
winner. Factory stocks, we had
Dylan
Reinke, yours truly here. Great job. I didn't get to watch the race, but I'm sure it was exciting.
Now, I will say, Andrew, when he got behind you, he was running right with you.
Yeah, he's...
As soon as he figured out, like, hey, that's Dylan, let's go, and he jumped behind you and followed you.
At one point,
he was there.
I looked at the board, and it said, like, lap 20 or 21, and I had just passed Andrew, and my dad was the next one. And I was like, well, let's just take it easy for a little bit and see if maybe I can't. Let him finish on the lead lap without.
And then
I look in my mirror and I see Justin like dead sideways in turn 3, and I was like, oh crap, Andrew, and I screwed him up, and I was like, man, I'm causing him to drive all crazy.
So your dad race?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
So, cool.
Yeah. Ran a
10-car.
Yeah.
I get stuck on trucks. I love trucks so much. 10-car. Yes. Cool. If he got to race with you again. He didn't get you this time.
No, it wasn't happening this time.
You were going to show
up. I was going to limp around the track. And if he was going to come around to pass me or lap me, I'm fixing both mine and mine.
All you guys did a great job. Of course,
I just got to say, watch what you say.
I'll fix it for him.
And Derek King did a great job out there. Mm-hmm. He's learning that track pretty good. So he's up there.
He did have motor issues.
Yeah. Yeah, they did mention it, and they said they're going to get it fixed, hopefully, by the next race.
From Sunday.
Yes.
Sunday morning, the engine was out of the car already. So.
Was it? Okay,
yeah.
Cool. So, you know, thanks to them guys for really getting on it, and they're pushing to get back out. So, thanks, you guys.
Zeke Hanger won the Legends.
Legends, okay. Yep, appreciate that. We got the Street Stocks.
Richard South. And Don Zoll put on a hell of a show.
Yep, and of course,
Dwight Kelly.
Dwight Kelly, great job for you guys.
David won the
David Levitt
LMTS, which we talked about.
Late Model Truck Series race. I think the fans love it, and I know they're looking forward to the November 18th championship night that we're going to have there in the Late Model Truck Series race. So that's going to be a great night of racing when the trucks come back there. Who else? That's it. We had there. That was all.
Yeah.
It was fun. I had fun. The food is great out there. Make sure you go to Gary's Grill over there and get yourself a hot lap burger or lap dog.
Yes.
I'm about the burger
and
good.
So. This next race.
Yes.
May 6th. We're going to add a little something special that Gary was thinking of, and it's going to be go ahead.
What you mean, oh Lord?
It's going to be...
No,
go ahead.
We're going to have some street tacos.
Street tacos. It's, you know,
tacos.
Cinco de Mayo.
That's
on
right.
Friday, so it's a street tacos.
It's Cinco de Mayo.
I know. It's your hangover day.
That's right.
Your hangover day at the racetrack. Come to the racetrack, hang out, eat some tacos.
And those tacos will cure your hangover, so you can watch the race.
Exactly. You'll love it.
Buy as many as you can.
I do want to switch gears and go to the bowling this weekend.
Okay.
Because...
Are they racing this weekend?
Yeah, racing this weekend. And Stephen Irvine just brought up a good point. I want to get everybody's opinion. They were talking about doing a water track for the bombers. Well, factory stocks.
Okay.
Where we used to do it with the left of track.
Sure.
What do you think of it, Dylan?
See, so, like, if I wasn't racing at Blythe, maybe I'd do it, but it's not worth wrecking my car when I'm not racing for a championship at the bull ring and I'm racing for one at Blythe. I will say that, like I've said in the past, that I mean, if it starts raining, just race us, but I've also raced with my radiator leaking on my right front, and that's not fun. And
that's where all the water was this past week.
No. I didn't leak on
it.
I guess if maybe we had a chance to practice on, say, like Friday night, they let us come in for free and let us do some practice laps on a wet surface, then maybe I could get behind it. But I mean, I don't have windshield wipers or nothing.
See, and that's what I was going to say.
Truck guys got flashing lights back there and windshield wipers.
Here's
and,
my thought on it. When they first did the bombers back when they were supposed to be enduro with water on the track and all that, they told you to keep your windshield wipers on at the time, correct?
Yeah.
For that reason. Yeah.
But
now they don't.
But back
different.
Then, you knew.
Exactly.
It just wasn't random. In this case, it was random.
Yeah.
So back in the day, as he's talking, you knew what you were getting into when you built your car back then.
Right.
Right.
You know, I understand today's a different.
And so I know there's a mix of the factory stocks out there that have screens and some have Lexan windshields.
Yes.
I don't know if any have regular windshields.
Well, I don't know how to.
They don't allow you have to take all
it has
glass.
To be one or the other.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's either the mesh or the
Lexan.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, so I guess with mesh, you can have tear offs at least, but if you have a Lexan windshield, you probably got to take that off and put screen and use tear offs or something on your helmet. I would assume that's the easiest way to do it.
I will say, I don't know how people use the wired mesh. Driving Arlie's car, I kept going cross-eyed and.
Oh, that's all I ever drove with.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
You just look through it.
The breeze coming off the track is really nice. But, like, I just kept looking at the wires, and when I was out there in Arlie's car, I just looked around, and there was more people watching me just out there practicing than I had seen ever out there watching practice. Now, granted, it could have been like spotters waiting, but I felt the pressure for sure when I was in his car.
That's really cool.
And shout out to Arlie for letting me and my dad drive his car too.
Yeah, you know, and Arlie, of course, he's a great guy. He's down there at the track, does all kinds of stuff with us down there.
Yes.
So thanks to Arlie. You look in turn three. We have special thanks to Arlie Daniels for that reason. You know, we appreciate that.
And he was sick all week, I heard.
Yeah.
On Saturday, you can tell he definitely.
But he was there, and
for sure, yeah.
He didn't
yell at Gary.
No, he couldn't yell at me.
That was a good thing, right?
And back at the water race this next weekend.
Yeah, it has been canceled.
As soon as it got announced, like almost every bomber driver, outlaw, factory stock driver, we were all talking to each other, and there was a list being made. And if they were still bombers, why not? If we're still like 22 second laps,
still bombers.
I mean, mine 100% is. I mean, I was able to go to the
another outlaw.
There is one car that is more stocked than yours, and it's Andrew's.
Yeah,
Andrew opened the hood on that car, and it is 100%.
The only thing that makes his more stocked than mine is he has a fuel cell in there, or a regular fuel tank. I have a fuel cell, and I have a nice fire extinguisher that they made me get in Sonoma, but. You could tear my car apart. There's nothing.
Well, going back to the boring, what else are they going to race? That's this weekend.
The waterless boat race or boat chase, they're calling it this year.
Okay.
And fireworks.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Out of nowhere. And
so
like,
they're racing all the divisions.
Yeah.
The skid plates.
Double main for the light models, the pro lates.
Pro lates, okay. Modifieds.
Yeah, I believe everything else is on the schedule. I only seen the schedule for like 30 seconds.
Okay. Well, go to LVMS.com, click on the Bullring and check it out. Local racing, of course. So they have a lot of races in a row here.
You racing the Bullring?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Well, good
and
luck
then,
out there.
And then Blythe the next week.
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
2 weeks, is it?
May 6th.
Oh,
May 6th.
We'll have a break.
What did you call it?
So that's cool. That's always good.
I won't be there.
Nope.
Got too much work to do.
Yeah. A lot of other commitments.
Sorry about your wall too. When I nosed into it, I watched a couple cracks form, and
what we do,
I just broke Gary's wall.
If whoever hits the wall has to fix their own cracks.
It's too late. You can't find them. You don't know which ones are mine.
Oh no, I do know.
We have them on Google.
I know.
Yeah.
You
got
to take pictures.
Three, four with Dylan. One and two is David.
Well, me and Kevin will be out there working together, I guess.
No, at opposite ends.
Now, Kevin didn't hit the wall that hard. Kevin kind of just did that.
His thing wouldn't
start. He couldn't get that truck back started.
I love Kevin to death. And just so you know, if you guys are at opposite ends of the track fixing the wall, I will guarantee you Kevin will not be there. He'll be over there talking to you.
Yeah, he's saying,
I'll put him to work on my wall then, and then when that one's done, I'll bounce.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, I know we're getting close to out of time. Sponsors, people you want to talk about and thank?
I got to thank my mom and dad, first off, my grandma for allowing us to park the car over at her house. Javi's Rides for helping us out when we need it. We actually should have some shirts to be able to give away at the next race out there at Blythe.
Okay.
So.
And at some point we're going to be doing our Canon. We're allowed to say it's a Canon.
That's right.
To launch some T-shirts and things too. So we'll, throw some
Definitely.
Out there. But go ahead.
That's pretty much it.
Right.
Grand Enterprises as well for helping us out with gas money, that sort of stuff.
And if anybody needs to find any of these sponsors or anything, what's the best way to get hold of you, Dylan?
On Instagram at Ranky_94.
Okay, perfect. That sounds great. Well, I think that just about wraps it up. And thanks for coming in. Thanks for racing down there. And you can go to BlytheSpeedway.com and check out the schedule. We got a lot of racing left this rest of the season. Of course, we're off during the summer. But We're looking forward to seeing
the races are up.
Yes, yes, I'm sorry. The races are not us. The races are up this summer. We'll see you live next Tuesday at 6 p.m. here at onworldsnow.com. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, Justin. We'll see you live.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening.